It is 8:07. It's time for the final weekly RagBri Roundup here on KCHA. That is crazy. We have Phoebe Pittman and Ginger Williams joining us, part of the RagBri committee. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it. This is it. Less than a week away. Tell us what you know. What do you have?
You know, I'm just going to keep saying it, Ginger. It's going to be the best stop of the week. We know that we've done all the work that we need to. For everybody in town, it's one day that might be a minor inconvenience to your normal schedule, but I think it's really important to remember that our executive committee and our committee members have been working really, really hard to put this event together for the last 6 months. A huge amount of work goes into an event this size because we've got 20,000 guests coming to town, and we want to show them that Charles City is the place to be. So I think first and foremost, I think that just has to be said. We've got a great group of people that have been working really, really hard behind the scenes for a long time.
Definitely. Yeah. And it seems like when they first announced Charles City, it was about 15,000 riders or something. And now it's all the way up to about 20,000. So, I mean, it's definitely a good popular ride this year.
Yeah, we're going to have the busiest day. We've sold the most, not we, but they've sold the most day passes for our day Thursday. So that will be the largest day of riders on the road coming into our town. So it's a great chance for us to show Charles City and all we have to offer. I think it'll be a great day, to echo what Phoebe said. I just think it's fabulous. And touching back on that, our committee and all the work they've done, we have all these people who have normal jobs, 9 to 5, and here we are working on stuff. It's not uncommon for us to get texts at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night working on something, or a Saturday morning. So hats off to all of them and all the work they've done. So if you see a committee member or volunteer, be sure to say thank you. They're all over. They've been working really, really hard. So
definitely. Are you still looking for volunteers?
Always. Always time to volunteer.
It's always good to have more than enough volunteers.
Yeah. And no, we have our last volunteer training coming up this Sunday at 6:30 in the Zastro room. So if somebody hasn't signed up, if they've been a little on the fence waiting to see how their schedule is going to look, just stop on down. We will sign you up on the spot and get you that free volunteer t-shirt
and
right
it's
away.
Bright green, and everyone's going to see you. You look fabulous in your volunteer t-shirt.
Yes.
Now, I do have to ask, did you find volunteers for the sanitary situation coming up next
week? I think
they're
coming in.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, awesome. We've got some, but we'll always take more.
Always,
take more.
All right, so what's next here? What does the public have to know? Like road closures, when do they go in effect?
Yes, for sure. So we've been posting the road closure maps and everything. There was a bulk email sent out. I sent it out from our office yesterday on behalf of the RagBri committee. If anyone's did not receive that or hasn't seen it, you can find it on our Charles City RagBri Facebook page. We have all the maps posted there. They can give me a call if they truly haven't seen it and want to see it. Call me at the chamber office, and I'll be happy to forward that to them via email as well. A lot of road closures will go into effect Wednesday, Thursday-ish. And again, it's one day. If you have to take a different route, maybe you want to ride your bike, or maybe you want to walk.
Perfect.
It's just one day.
It'd be the perfect day to do it.
Exactly. I always say Charles City is a really walkable city, mm-hmm. So it's a great chance to try that, even if you just have to walk a couple extra blocks between your destination and your parking spot. So.
Definitely. I love this town. Now, you're talking about signage and all that. When's the signage going up?
Usually really, really early in the morning on Thursday. I think that's just one of those behind-the-scenes things that people don't think about. We have volunteers out at 4 a.m.
Like in the dark, getting signs up. So,
yeah.
So it's important not to touch those signs.
Correct.
Keep
Absolutely.
Them there.
Absolutely. And even the next day, if you still see RagBri and Charles City RagBri signs out and about, just leave them up. We've got volunteers who will come and collect them. We like to reuse as many of those signs as we can for other events or when RagBri comes to town again, because since we are the best stop, they always like to come back. So we'll reuse those signs.
So even if you think you're helping by saying, oh, I'll just grab this for them, just leave it there because they have a route and they want to pick up everything that they placed.
Yeah, definitely. And especially true during the ride. You don't want to send the riders to a different location
Absolutely.
Than what they're supposed
of course.
To be.
Absolutely.
So looking at the weather, it don't look too bad. It's going to be a lot better, a lot cooler than years past.
Yeah.
I remember the last time they rolled through was about 95 degrees, and it was absolutely horrible
yes.
with the humidity. It's 79 for the high on Thursday.
And we've got riders coming in from the south who are really looking forward to that because they have just been punished by a brutal heat wave. And so They are looking forward to those cooler temperatures, and we're looking forward to welcoming them with that great weather. And another way that our community can welcome people is to, you know, just kind of tidy up your lawns, especially if you're on that route. Stand outside and wave. If you've got little kids and they are bored during the day,
bring them down.
Stand on the Main Street Bridge and wave at those riders. There will be plenty for them to see. It's like the bicycle equivalent of getting kids to, you know, have a semi honk at them, right? So it's a good time, free entertainment, and it just helps welcome the riders to Charles City.
And that's if you so have awesome. A business with a scrolling sign or a sign in front of your business, maybe a welcome riders, welcome to Charles good City. Idea. Yeah. Just so they know that we're happy to have them here.
That is an awesome idea. So when do you expect riders to start rolling into town? Now, I know it's going to be a little bit early.
Yeah, there's always early birds. I think there's people who forget it's not a race. It's not the Tour de France. So we will have people ride in really pretty early.
The ones who want to get up and go. I mean, it's a short ride.
Yeah. So I think we'll see our early birds 8 o'clock, maybe even 7. We know that pre-ride, when Ragbri pre-ride came through, they arrived by 1:30 in the afternoon, and they spent a good amount of time in Rockford and Marble Rock. And so that's kind of when I keep saying we'll see our first big push of riders. But because it's a short day, we might also have more people just kind of lollygagging and relaxing through the day. So it's a little hard to predict.
It is hard to predict, especially with those forecasted cooler temps. Maybe they'll take a little more time on the road to, you know, spend in Marble Rock and Rockford. So maybe gauging it more on that pre-ride and that after lunch time. But again, it's hard to tell for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. You never know.
So can we talk about entertainment here quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the entertainment like on Thursday of next week? And when does all that start?
We've got the acoustic acts at the amphitheater. So those are starting at 9 or 10, and they'll be down there. But then...
Yeah, and then our main stage acts start at
1 o'clock.
And run all the way until 11. And so we have a nice mix of different genres, different styles. Like Ginger mentioned, all the way from, you know, mild acoustic to your larger stage events. But even on the main stage, it's a real mix. Mm-hmm. And Our finale act, Viva Knievel, should really, really light up the night. It's going
to
be very
I'm looking
exciting.
Forward to that. Yeah. That should be a
So let's talk about vendors. Where are they going to be setting up?
Right here on Main Street is where really the majority of them are at.
And they'll be located around Central Park as well. So in these 200, 300 blocks-ish will be the most, that's where most of them will be situated. So if you want to walk down, do some shopping, get some food. We've got stores that'll be open as well. So
absolutely.
It's a great way to spend the afternoon.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say. In addition to the vendors and the wide variety of food coming in, I mean, there'll be some Filipino food trucks. I noticed some like Greek food with some gyros and baklava. I know it makes me hungry thinking about it. We also have a lot of downtown businesses who have really banded together to promote Charles City businesses in advance of the riders coming here. And so we want to make sure that riders stop in and visit our downtown, because we do have a lot to offer for a small town. And I know that a lot of those businesses are prepared also to ship goods and merchandise for the riders.
And they've got some really cool bicycle themed things that they brought in especially for this day. So
so do some shopping. Yeah, exactly.
Decorate ahead of time.
Stop into our local businesses. They've got all your bicycle decorating needs.
That is so cool. I cannot wait. Last push for housing. I know it's never too late to offer up your property or house.
The housing, as we've said in the past, we did a little bit differently this year with the Facebook match. I honestly think that went pretty well. So you can still take a peek on that page. You get to it from our Charles City Ragbri page. There's a groups page where you can join that and see if anyone still needs a yard to pitch their tent. There are still people looking to maybe park a camper and plug in, and those people who want to sleep inside. So take a peek at that page and see if there's someone who matches your needs. We've placed a lot of them. I've been very happy with the way that's gone.
Yeah.
It's worked out really well. It was new, and I was kind of like, oh, how's this going to work? But it's gone pretty well.
It was the same way, but it beat my expectations by far. So anything else that I missed that you wanted to push out there? I know you brought something with you, a picture frame.
We've got the
photo ops.
Yes, because it is the best stop of the day,
and
it will be a
picture perfect day.
So all around town we'll have these photo frames, and we want to encourage our riders as well as our local citizens to come out and take a look at some of these spots. So we will have them, let's see if I can remember them all, Ginger, you'll have to help me out. So we'll have them at the public library, the Whitewater Course.
Right.
Our Suspension Bridge, the sculpture down there.
Right. We had them.
Floyd County Museum.
At the museum. They were all over. I honestly.
Yeah. There's like two or three locations I'm forgetting. So we've picked some spots that we want to try to encourage writers to go and see. You know, we've put out some posts lately about our fabulous Floyd County Museum, the beautiful Mooney collection at the library. And so we know that some of those writers getting in early on Thursday might want to do a little sightseeing around town. And so these photo frames will just encourage them, oh, this might be a spot to check out.
And we have the, you know, the new murals now. People can take photos. We're encouraging people to share their, you know, take those photos, share, and say, hey, we did this in Charles City, Iowa. It's awesome.
Awesome idea. I love it. So we're going to have to get your picture taken with that before you leave.
Oh,
today.
Yay.
So we can get that on our website too. But for all things RAGBRAI here in Charles City, talk about that volunteer event coming up this Sunday once again.
Yeah, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. at the Zastro Room. So if you've already signed up to volunteer and you haven't been to a volunteer training, we encourage you to come in. We'll just give you a few details of the day. You know, if you have questions about what do I need to do with the campground, if that's where you're working, or how does this beverage garden work, all your questions will be answered.
All right, perfect. One thing I forgot to mention is if you haven't got your RAGBRAI t-shirt, do you still have some available for sale?
Oh, they're selling like crazy too. I've been really happy with the way they've been selling. We've got them at our chamber office, and they still have them at Otto's, Cardigan, TJ Service, and the Rustic Corner, I believe.
Okay. Yep. So numerous places you can pick up your t-shirt.
Stop in and grab those.
Awesome. And then wear them on Thursday.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you too very much for all you've done over the past 6 months. I can't believe it's been 6 months in the making. It doesn't seem like that long.
I know. It's a whirlwind. Thank you for always having us here on Friday. It's been
not a problem. It's been
amazing.
We'll have to do a wrap up. I was talking to Corey Mutch. We'll have to do a wrap up here in the next couple of weeks. So keep that in mind.
Sure.
Maybe mid-August, somewhere in there. Give you time to relax a little bit. Good deal. Well, thank you very much, you two, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right. It is 8:19. We have Madonna.